call to order. We'll start the first business meeting. John Martinez and Scott Cancelosi here joining me. And I did have program committee. I have Corinne and Catherine on for the program part of this. I did want to introduce that for this conference, the Honorable Secretary Cortez Vasquez of New York State is the NAS liaison for ACR. Now that's through this conference. We heard this morning that it's possible that after this conference they'll be giving us a new liaison, so we'll find that out this summer for sure and find out who that's going to be. But yeah, Secretary Cortez Vasquez is going to present the report from ACR to NAS at the business meeting tomorrow on our behalf. On to committees and appointments. Yeah, Emily, you had pointed out that you are now the, let's see here, what is it? You are the new Midwest Region representative. And we also have a new representative for the Northern Plains Region, Nancy Reddy from Kansas, who replaces Jill Wellhouse, who just retired in January, I think she retired. And Nancy wasn't able to be here at this conference due to budget issues, but she's hoping that she'll be able to attend after this one. So now we have every region is covered, which is great news going into a year when we're going to be updating the survey. So that's wonderful. You have your work cut out for you, I'm sure. So Scott, did you want to go ahead and
sure.
start with the treasurer's
Madam
report?
President, ACR members, I present to you the Secretary Treasurer's report for the period of January through May 2009. As you can see in line 7, we made some money on survey sales, and on line 14, we had a reimbursement, travel expenses for John Martinez for March. And according to my calculations, the ACR spent more money than it earned in this report, but for the actual year itself, totals from July 2008 to May 2009, we had an income of $2,160 in survey sales, and our expenses were $2,122.41, which leaves us with a net income of $37.59.
Fantastic.
This is one of the better treasurer reports that I've seen throughout the years, and I've had a lot to do with Kevin helping with our survey sales, sending out the emails, and I want to thank all of you that have pushed the survey sales.
Yeah, that was great.
Madam President, that ends my presentation.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Scott.
Bravo.
Yes, that's a wonderful report. That's great. Then, John, would you give us an update on the updating of the federal state and federal survey?
Before we get to that, I do want to show that we had 54 survey sales during the last year, which is way up from previous years, and a lot of that is thanks to Kevin and to the wonderful listserv mm-hmm. and the librarians at BNA who sent out notices to people saying, please buy this, and we had a large increase with that. So thank you, and to everyone else who helped push or bought a survey, thank you, because it does help us get some money. It is time for us to start considering what we're going to do next year for next year's survey. We currently have two sets of questions, one for the code and one for the register. Do we have those?
We do.
Yes, let's pass those out. So what we'd like you to do is look over these questions and see, are they adequate for next year, or do we need more questions, different questions that we might not have considered before, or are there questions on here that really aren't that valuable that we might want to see removed for next year's? So if you'll please look these over, and in the upcoming months, we will, by the winter meeting, we'll start finalizing the questions And I need to talk with the wonderful Commonwealth of Virginia to see if we can still continue using the database system and get that set up. So this is where we are right now. So please look over these when you get a moment and make suggestions on what questions that you would like to see or questions you feel should be on there. And again, if there are any questions that you feel really aren't that useful that you might want to consider taking off.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, John. This brings us to the Summer Conference 2010, which will be in Providence, Rhode Island. We'll need an awards committee of three, we'll need a program committee of three, and we'll need a...
Just looking to see who might be available.
Oh, yes, you want to take notes here. And a nominations committee of three. Sometimes these committee assignments are something that can be viewed maybe as a way of getting to the conference. If you have budget problems or something like that, maybe some of you are wanting to ask me to put you on a committee just so that you can come to next summer's conference. If that helps you, I'd be certainly happy to do that. If any of you have served on any of these committees before and want to do that again or serve on a different committee or want to take part in one of these, please let me know. We'll need to get those established fairly soon because the work of the committees will start in earnest about wintertime. So those opportunities are coming up here. So any of you who are excited about that, please let me know. Or let Scott know, or let John know, or yes. New business. We have on here a little question about bylaws changes. I know the last time we did bylaws changes was a couple of years ago with just was it last year that we did one? Okay, that was, yes, that's right. Has anyone noticed anything else since then that needs to be updated or?
Well, I brought up, several years ago, we came up with we have vice president and secretary treasurer under one section, and I just noticed that this last week or two when we were talking, and I was wondering, I don't remember, I think we had talked about it last night, that probably happened in Baltimore. It may have happened shortly thereafter, and was wondering if these two should be separated. As we are
two separate people,
I think. <that maybe. laughs>
I feel like some internal conflict here.
Well, secretary, treasurer, historian would be under one, and then the vice president.
So there may be something there that we need to look at.
So it's something that I just brought up, and it's open to discussion. If anybody thinks that that's a good idea or not, or. Does anybody remember why we originally
had them as secretary, treasurer, historian, vice president, or one and the same?
They're mentioned in the same article. It says vice president and secretary, treasurer, and it gives the duties together in that one section. So we're wondering if there was a reason why they were put together like that, because we didn't want to, you know, go back now and make
them.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or is it time to take a look at that and split
those out? It's always been
done
this way.
Yes, we've always done it like that. So
I'm glad you're giving us such good food for thought there, Dan. Pure government response to the question.
So anyway, maybe we should.
Everyone's real excited about that, because then we'd have to renumber everything. Do we really want to do this? You know,
all the rule revisers start twitching.
Yeah. Yes. Historical notes.
Has it caused consternation?
I have been
He's had an identity crisis.
Sleepless nights because of it. I thought at first it was the baby, but it's was this.
It's the slight, it may feel slight.
Well, if I was vice president, secretary, treasurer, and historian, I wouldn't be, but I think maybe he feels there should be that separation between us. Although some of the photos of us dancing look like we're quite close, there is the separation of the two of us. We are two separate people, and so.
Okay. Well, maybe.
But is this
we'll
a substantive change? Does it require?
Yes, it will require a vote.
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Okay. So I think probably the next step on something like this, we'll need to draft some text, and then bring it to the winter conference to look over at that point, and then we'll move forward through the spring, and then.
And by the time it passes, I will probably no longer be an officer, retired, fishing with Gary. Yeah.
Okay. We'll pull together draft language for the winter conference. Okay. And other business. In other business, one thing each of you have in your packets, the brand new ACR brochure. Scott had remembered this was something that we had talked about a couple of years back when we saw that the notaries had a brochure that talked about what they did, and it was something that they had on a table here at one of the summer conferences. Was it last year or the year before? Last year that they had it. So Scott had thought, hey, we need to have some information about ACR and our organization. So he put together this little brochure. And we're going to have Stacy Fisher put it out on one of the tables upstairs to give the people who are here for the other conference sessions some information about who we are and what we do. Scott also posted this to the website.
That's also on the front page of the website as well.
The other new item that's come up is the creation of an ACR logo. Right now on the new ACR website, there is no ACR logo. Scott had come up with a couple of prototypes, had sent it on to John Davidson, who was looking at those and added a couple other choices.
My wife did. I don't do graphic design, but she does. So.
Oh.
And apparently his wife doesn't think I do graphic design.
No. She's just given choices.
So they're working on a few prototypes, and I think that with the idea being that we will have some prototypes to look at the winter conference and be able to tweak those and then put it to a vote of the membership to come up with a new ACR logo that we would then put on the website. We would put it on our letterhead, our certificates and awards. Anything that we're printing out, so something new that we can.
But it won't be retroactive. We're not reprinting awards.
No.
That's right.
For the record.
Well, and speaking of awards, we do have one resolution that we need to read and vote on at the second business meeting. So make sure that you're all back on Sunday to do that and take part in that vote. Is there other business or other discussion that?
So I have a question.
Yes.
Back to the treasurer's report.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Are we having to pay a monthly expense for our domain name?
What we did, we had to pay a year in advance.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Is that right?
So it's not monthly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not monthly.
It's a yearly expense.
Yeah.
So
okay.
There will be that expense coming up again this fall.
In the fall, okay.
Which is on the other treasurer's report, which I don't have in front of me right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
But I will have that for you at the next business meeting.
Any other questions, concerns, other business? Oh, yes.
If I may, I just wonder, is it possible that we can become a member even though you're on the outside party?
There are different kinds of members, vendors are definitely welcome to become members. They don't have voting rights on bylaws and other stuff, but absolutely, yeah.
It's the middle, in the middle
of
your.
Oh, that's in our brochure.
We refer you to the brochure.
That was timely, wasn't it?
Good job, Emily.
Wow.
Our brand new, spanking new.
That's right.
Julie, I didn't talk to you about this, but something just occurred to me. I'm not even sure if we let everyone know. Julie had sent a letter off to our European counterparts. The European Union has, I can't remember what they called it, it's for their gazettes.
Right.
Is what they call their registers and bulletins. It's for their, was it European Office of something gazettes? Anyway, we sent a letter off to them saying, because they posted a lot of their different activities that they were doing, their different conferences, and we found that they're dealing with the exact same things that we are, that they had very similar presentations, and we thought, well, we should share this. So we sent a letter, we got a very nice response, and then we never heard anything. And I found out that Mr. Allerstorfer, who was the general secretariat of the organization, wonderful European terms, is no longer there. And that the office is still in the same location, but there's someone else. So I was thinking perhaps we should send another hello letter. And I've also noticed that they're posting what they've done, but they're no longer posting for the public what they will be doing. It's for membership only. And they are a little different than we are. They are actually a part of the EU government, that they are an office of the EU. And they're based
in Belgium.
Yes, in Belgium.
Based in Belgium, they had a their last summer conference was in Madrid. My boss wouldn't let me go.
Next one's in London.
Next one's in London.
And but they had the special one in Paris that was for electronic records. So I was trying to get there, but.
So what is the organization called in Europe?
That's what we were trying to remember.
It's the forum. The forum of.
Official gazettes or
government? Yeah, I can't.
Government gazettes, something like that.
Yeah.
Do they have stuff on the EU website? Or anything?
Yes, it's part of the EU website. I can. I sent an email a number of years ago when I first ran into it through the listserv. They have 11 languages for the European Union, and then they have additional ones, but it's published in all 11 official ones. And they basically function in four languages. English, French, German, and Spanish. I think it's Spanish.
Official Gazette Forum, European Forum of Official Gazettes.
That's it. So anyway, we'll see what happens. But I think we should send another letter since they have
to
a different secretariat now.
Give me a copy of that.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Let me make a note here.
One more, and unless anybody else has any order of business, I am collecting, archiving stuff to the ACR website, if you haven't noticed. So if you have anything from past conferences to fill in the holes, whether that be meeting agendas, I know John's got some.
A lot.
John's got some. So PDF it, send it my way. If you have photos, whatever, we're trying to gather it all and collect it. The good and the bad. The bad's hidden, as you well know. So,
if you haven't looked at the website under the conferences link, take a look at that, because they've put out, Scott and Candy have put a lot of information about the past conferences on the years on there. There's agendas, there's
presentations.
Presentations and past officers and all kinds of information there. So it's really come together very nicely, and there's a lot there to look at. So.
You've done a great job with the website.
Mm-hmm. Any other business, anything else to discuss?
Ooh, we even have a blog.
There's a blog.
Yes, we have a blog. If your state doesn't block you from getting it at your desk. I have to do my entries from home.
Okay, well, I guess I'll adjourn the first business meeting, and lunch is in 15 minutes on the second floor in...
Second floor?
Oh, no, we're on the second floor.
Yeah,
on the third floor.
I second
the motion?
The motion. To adjourn. Was there a motion on the floor?
Was there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I so moved.
Okay. Yes.